Young man, I say to thee, arise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, both today's feast and today's gospel show us how our Lord Jesus is truly the master of life and who has come to defeat death. The feast of today is that of 40 martyrs who were a group of soldiers serving under Roman Empire and who chose to be thrown out into lake and drowned than worship the idols which the Roman authorities wanted them to worship. They knew that by sacrificing their life for risen Christ, they too would be raised to everlasting life and after they had suffered. And suffering and sorrow is deeply present in today's gospel as well. In today's gospel, we meet a heartbroken mother, a widow, who is following to the grave the body of her only dear son. And our Lord Jesus does what any human being would do in that situation. He has compassion upon her. Our Lord chose to stay within the mourners, and he chose to give comfort and consolation to the grieving mother. And he did much more than that, seeing that it was good by God's plan to raise this young man back to life. He commanded him to arise. And then, as the gospel today adds, Jesus gave him to his mother. Dear children, first of our Lord Jesus, and then nowadays his holy church, the Catholic Church, is truly the one who brings you comfort in the midst of sorrows and in the midst of death. As Jesus gave comfort a great promise of life to this grieving mother, so do the priests of God's church give comfort to the grieving relatives of the deceased and also preach to them and say that for all of us, God has given the chance of abandoning our sins and to be resurrected to live with him forever. Why do we then sometimes feel this sorrow and this agony when some of our dear ones, our relatives or our friends die? When that happens, we might feel a big sorrow, but as it was paraphrased well in one short story, we should never be overcome by this. The story went like this. One day a son asked his father, "Why is it always the best people who die?" And the father answered, "Son, if you are in a meadow, which flowers do you pick, the worst ones or the best?" So children, in the face of sorrow and in the face of death, and God has truly picked up our dear departed ones and give them heaven as their share. And we should remember this, that one day it will be our turn as well. And then all these sorrows and all this tribulation of the world will be wiped away and they will be over. And now our Lenten season soon and very fast approaches an end, and we will be given of joy of feast and that joy of Easter. And as the young man of Nahum in today's gospel was first dead and then he resurrected, our Lord also in these coming days, he will die, but he will resurrect on Easter. And it is that today, if we learn to die from our sin, we are also raised to life. This Lent is much filled with praying and fasting while we wait the great feast of resurrection on Easter. And in the same way, our life is also filled with some difficulties and even sorrows, but we do not live for this world, but we live for Jesus. And in the final day, he will also raise us to everlasting life. Let us take our humble share in these plans of God, which he has made for our share in the life. And let us day and night offer our thanksgiving to Jesus, that in few days which is come, we will see him raising from the dead to life. And then we on Easter can also joyfully say, like the people in today's gospel, a great prophet is risen up among us, and God hath visited his people. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of